content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Do you want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Nevi Mendoza, and Tina Burnett. Hey, Tina.
Hey.
Hey, everyone.
Hey. So happy to be here.
Yeah, hello. I'm excited that you're here. I'm happy you're here, too. It's so good to have you back in Dallas, Texas.
I am happy to be back. I'll say that. Yeah. I love Colorado, love it dearly, but I miss my Dallas peeps and my business here, and it's been great. I've only been technically back like 2 full weeks. It's one of those weeks we're out of town.
Well, and if you're a new listener, Tina used to be on the show for a very long time. Jill and Tina and myself were typically the three musketeers in the early years of One Life Radio. And Tina's also was a longtime trainer of mine, and my trainer and friend. And yeah, we did become very close friends. Yeah, so she's one of my dearest friends as well, and we've been through a lot together. And
yes, we have.
I can't wait for you to get me whipped back into shape.
Yes, ma'am. Okay? I'm ready if you're ready.
I need work on my arms. I need work on my butt.
Work on your stress.
And my stress. Yeah, stress is a big one, isn't it?
It's the big one, and exercise is one of the best remedies for stress. I'm telling you what, I can, you know, it's like, and it's great, like if you're really stressed and like the angry kind of stressed.
Yeah.
And just go into the gym, just grab a medicine ball and do some slams. It's like amazing how
brag
much
about
better
how strong not, I used to be.
But not the ones that bounce.
Not the ones that bounce.
Oh, God,
that
story. That is the craziest story.
We'll never stop telling that story.
Oh, my gosh. So
wait, what story? What happened?
So I'll tell you. I'll try to tell you quickly. You know, I'm so terrible at telling stories sometimes. But
you want me to tell it for you?
So, yeah, go ahead, Tina.
Go ahead. I told Bernadette to go get a slam ball. Okay, for her house. God. So she goes
But tell them, because we used to do the slam balls at whatever gym we worked at the time.
Yeah, the studio. We'd work out and she'd do slams. And there's balls that bounce that are medicine balls. And there's balls that don't bounce.
And I didn't know that balls bounced and didn't bounce because I had the unbouncy ball.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the dead weight balls. And when they hit the ground, they just stay there. Right? Yeah. That's what you want if you're going to do slams. So Bernadette goes to Busybody or wherever you want.
Miss Busybody.
Busybody. Yep.
That guy's still in shock.
And she's like, she picks up this ball and the guy's like, she's like, now I want to make sure this ball doesn't bounce. He goes, oh, no, it didn't bounce too much, like too much.
But he didn't know that he was dealing with a superpower.
Yeah. Bernadette's, when she slams, she gives it she's got.
Everything I got.
And kind of like she gets that ball and she's like, I'm going to test it out. You know, and she slams it, and that ball comes flying back up, hits her in the chin.
Knocks me on my A-double grass snakes onto the floor.
Goodness.
And put my bottom teeth through my bottom of my jaw.
Like, she's like...
And loosened my teeth. No, I kid you not. It hit me, smashed me right in the face.
Oh, my.
And
awful.
I think blood gushing everywhere.
But I didn't even... But
I was going to say, I'm sure you were like, I'm fine. This is fine.
I did. The guy was looking at me like, oh, my God, are you okay? Should I call an ambulance? I go, no, I'm fine.
Yeah,
I'm fine.
Because she had no idea.
I was in shock.
Yeah.
Oh, I was in shock.
Goodness.
And so then I drive down the street. I'm like, I purchased the ball. Or I purchased another ball.
I believe you got another ball.
I got a different ball. It didn't bounce.
Thank God.
And then I walked out of there, and he's like, this is some crazy, you know what, going on here. And this is when a Drift Float Spot was open, because Busybody's right down the street on Preston front. I was in Preston Center. And so I walk into a Drift, and Adam Teese, who worked at the time, was a manager.
Yeah,
I walk in, and his eyes got like deer in the headlights. And he's like, Bernadette, what happened? Did you have a car accident? I said, no. What is everybody making such a big deal about?
Did you not even think to look in the mirror in your car?
No, I didn't even look.
Could you not feel the hole in your bottom lip?
I was in shock.
Could you not like go, put your hand there just to see?
Well, the guy got me a towel because there was blood all over the floor and there was blood on me. But I was dressed in black, so I didn't like stick out as much, you know?
So you checked out with a hole in your lip and everything.
Well,
and blood everywhere.
And I think
I was supposed to do the show that day, or was it after the show? It must have been.
It was after the show because we had talked about it on the show, yeah, and you were going to go. I'm going to go right now and go get me a medicine.
It was a crazy couple of days because I got robbed the next day too. I was followed and I was robbed, and they stole thousands of dollars, which I recovered. But
when
anyway,
it rains and pours.
It was a crazy day. So I ended up at Presbyterian having emergency plastic surgery on my chin.
Yeah.
But it was crazy. And my teeth were all loosened too. But so the moral of the story is, if you're going to slam a ball,
make sure it doesn't bounce first.
Yeah. And it was like a 25 pounder too. It was or 25 pounds. But
yeah.
But actually, and I have a ball. That's the same ball. You know what? I'm going to do some slams tonight in memory.
Yeah. Well, didn't you get the sand bells? Because those are good too. The sand bells you don't have to worry about because you know they don't bounce.
Well, my sand bell, I need another sand bell because my dogs peed on it so much.
Oh,
and I rinsed it off so much that.
Nasty.
What's that little dog pee? Can't hurt anything.
Well, you need
when
a new one,
a lot
don't
of dog
you?
Pee, and well, it, or cat pee is worse.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, cat pee.
You don't want the cats peeing
yeah,
on
that's
it.
Brutal.
Yeah, cat pee is. I wouldn't touch it.
Yeah. Oh, come on.
You.
It's just a little cat pee.
Well,
or dog pee.
I have a dog that likes to poop on our dining room table. So.
Oh my God.
He jumps right up on the table and poops.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Finley.
She's trying to tell you something.
She quit doing it. Thankfully, but you know,
I have never heard of a dog doing that.
Isn't that
clearly
weird?
They were trying to? She's trying to
trying
tell
to get
you
attention.
Something.
Yeah, that's what I was Googling. Why do dogs poop on tables? I swear,
no one else has Googled that. I'm sure
there is some answers for it. I mean, they're like usually they do it because they want more attention and they're not getting enough attention or something.
That's it.
It's kind of like an act of rebellion.
Yeah,
kind of.
It makes
sense.
Well, she got your attention. That would do it.
Sure did. She did it 3 times in 2 weeks.
Well, you know, speaking of dogs, where's that great little? I've got this great little article I want to share. So where did I get this from? From Eating Well magazine, which is not, I don't know, I don't think they're the most legit magazine because they have a lot of pharmaceutical advertisements. I believe it's the same one. Yeah. I don't have the whole issue here with me, so if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But it says, this was just some tips about, you know, living a healthier life. And it says, get a furry friend. Cats are great and all, but dogs are your best friend for guarding against heart disease. Single people who have one or more pups are 36% less likely to die from cardiovascular disease than those without a furry friend, notes a recent Swedish study of more than 3.4 million adults. While we found a risk reduction in all types of households, singles had the biggest heart improvement study. Trove Fall, PhD and Associate Professor of Epidemiology at Uppsala University, wherever that is. Uppsala, Uppsala.
I think that's totally correct. I mean, you hear all the time about, I mean, why do you think they use dogs to go into nursing homes?
Well, hell, I'm never going to die.
I know, with all your dogs.
Got so many
you'll
animals.
Never have heart
I'm
issues.
I'm
and it helps with depression. And I mean, you know. Yeah, one dog for every 10 years.
Yeah.
So that's 70.
Well,
wait,
I just, you know,
years?
I got
well,
Charlie.
Well, you have 10 now, so.
10. I've got to find a home for Charlie, you guys. I'd even switch out a female. I would take, if he was a female, he would have been shooed right in. But I can't have more. My 3 big male dogs, I can't even mix them now.
Yeah.
So this adds a 4th one to the mix, and it's nearly impossible. My workload has just gone up considerably.
Yeah. You can see that Mickey's a little bit stressed out with Charlie on the property.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's kind of sensitive, too, anyway, because of what are the two in the back?
Tom and Willie.
Tom and Willie. He's still not over that. And then when I brought home Charlie, he was like, what?
Who's this imposter?
His entire world is being flipped upside down right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, he's not digging life right now, for sure.
They're so funny with their territory and everything.
I know.
And it's like my dogs, most they're pretty much great with any dog, like when I walk them and stuff. But sometimes there'll just be one certain dog that for whatever reason, they go after it and like try to mess with it and maybe even nip at it and stuff. I'm like, what? Why do certain dogs piss off my dogs and some dogs don't? You know, I don't know if it's a scent. A lot of times it's the littler dogs that they want to,
like
know.
Pretzel,
yeah.
for
yeah.
example.
Well, Pretzel's that a one. Pretzel's a little
psycho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to think of a nice way to put it.
No one would put up with Pretzel besides me.
He did
me.
Let me hold him, remember?
Mm-hmm.
What?
He let me hold Pretzel.
Yeah.
Well, she handed him to me at first, and then he kind of didn't like it, and he kind of got skitzed out, but then he like relaxed because I was scrubbing behind his ears, you know?
Let me tell you something. He stopped traffic for hours, and it took 20 people to rescue that dog off the street. several years ago. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, he was
he's the most psychotic dog I have ever. Thank God that I have him.
Yeah.
Because anybody else would probably have harmed him or just
turned him into a pretzel.
Or turned him in. He just would have just, well, that's how he got the name Pretzel. I used to tell him, if you don't knock that off, I'm going to twist you into a pretzel. You got it, Buster? You know, just to try to like scare him.
There you go. Man, he likes to bark. He's like barks at everything.
Very brave.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, anyway. Well, we've got a fantastic show coming up today. We do. So good to have Tina Burnett back. We're going to be talking about getting back to the basics, getting back to your health and fitness routine after the summer break. And one of my favorite people on the show, Dr. Deborah Green. She's a PhD, and she is amazing. She took us through a little exercise the last time she was on. It was so much fun. I hope she does it again. But we're going to be talking about how's your energy hygiene and an article from the Intelligent Optimist. So I'm sure you're going to enjoy it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio. One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. I gotta hear a little Jackson for a minute first. His voice. Somebody's calling after somebody. Somebody turns the corner. Am I the only one that thinks that he has the sexiest voice in America?
I don't know about America, but
how about the world?
He does have a nice voice.
I don't know about the world.
I always forget about him. I don't like listening to music.
Oh my gosh. I still remember him from being on stage back 20 years ago in this blue satin shirt and the wind was blowing. I was pregnant, actually, with Vinny, and he had his long, dark hair just blowing in the wind, and it was, I'm telling you, it was amazing. I was pregnant, and you know, typically that'll slow that kind of stuff down, but...
I don't know about that. Not in my case, it didn't. In some
parts.
Oh, my
gosh. Anyway. Well, it's so great to have you back, Tina Burnett. Everyone, welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Aviana Barrientos, Diamond Gray, and Navi Mendoza, and our very special guest, Dr. Deborah Green. She is a PhD, and I love this woman. She was on the show a couple of months ago, and it's so great to have her back. Dr. Deborah Green has been an innovator in energy medicine and mind-body integration for over 25 years. She is an author, speaker, and practitioner of various healing arts who combines the best of ancient wisdom with modern science in her writings, presentations, private practice, and online courses. Dr. Green is the author of Endless Energy, The Essential Guide to Energy Health. She empowers others with research-based approaches aimed at developing your inner resources for life transformation and self-actualization. You can find her at her website, yourenergymatters.com. So great to have you back, Dr. Green. How are you doing today?
Aloha. I am wonderful. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
It is. Aloha. And you know what? I did practice that exercise that you took us through at home, and my other hand did actually grow.
Yeah. Well, I'm so happy to hear that. Well, that was a fun little experiment there.
Oh, yeah. I was on the show when she did that.
Were you?
Yeah, a while back.
Was it?
Yeah, about the hand where you tried to make your hand
I didn't
grow.
Even know. What a coincidence. Was, yeah. My goodness. So it's awesome. Great to have you both back at the same time. But, you know, in your article, you talk about 6 energy hygiene techniques. Can we go through these?
Absolutely, yes. And step one is to realize that you actually have an energy body in addition to your physical body. And, you know, Bernadette, if we traverse the planet looking at approaches to health and healing, we soon discover that every single approach to health and healing in existence that we know of recognizes the primacy and importance of energy, except for one, and that is conventional Western medicine, mm-hmm. which is what we have here, you know, in the U.S. And so could all of those other, you know, cultures and countries and approaches really be wrong? I doubt it.
Mm-mm.
So it's very important to realize that you actually have an energy body, which means paying attention to your energy. What is your energy doing? You know, do you feel energized? Do you feel, you know, droopy? Do you feel overstimulated? And when do these type of fluctuations occur? It's very important to make note of things like that, because that can bring you big clues about your energy health.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, energy is everything.
It is.
Know?
Well, you know, and you write in this article about we pay so much attention to our physical bodies, you know, enacting numerous daily rituals to keep them healthy. We brush, we floss, we shower, shampoo, we take vitamins, we count calories, we frequent the gym. But how about, you know, some exercise for our energy body? So what's one of the biggest components that helps you to tap into your true energy source?
Well, as I mentioned, just being aware and paying attention to it is a huge, huge first step.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing I'd like to talk about may not be something that everybody wants to hear, but it's really important, and that is we live in a technological age, right? And so many people have wireless devices, cell phones, cordless phones,
mm-hmm.
You know, Wi-Fi on the computer and things like that. And it turns out that those type of energy frequencies are actually harmful to the energy body. And so
wow.
It's really something to pay attention to and be aware of. And one of the things that you can do is to make sure that you keep the cell phone off of your body.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen people carrying, you know, the cell phone in their
yep.
pockets, you know, guys carrying it in the front pocket next to the family jewels.
Yep.
Bad idea.
You know, I love it.
I agree.
In their bra and things like that. And, you know, the cell phone is really not a toy, and it is a radiation-emitting device, and it should be kept off of your body. In fact, if you read the fine print of your cell phone manual, it says that in order to use it safely, you have to keep it at least a half an inch off your body.
Wow. Well, I'm always
on... Cell phone companies, they're aware of this,
we
need to heed that advice for sure.
I'm so excited we're talking about this. I am. You know, I actually was walking into the house yesterday, and I was thinking, where's my cell phone? Where's my cell phone? You know, and I think that you talk about energy, but I think that there's an addictive energy to them well. You get so used to it. And in fact, Aviana was at the house for dinner last night, and when I couldn't find it, I said, I don't know where my cell phone is. But Avi, you're too young to remember this. There was a day before cell phones when you were able to just disconnect from everybody. And if you wanted to call a friend, you picked up the phone, you dialed the phone, but you were so disconnected from everybody all the time, you know, as far as electronically, but more connected socially, you know, and I think it was just a healthier time in our civilization.
Yes, and a very different type of energy, because human energy is different than the energy of technology and objects, right?
Right.
And there is no replacement for human energy, for being in the physical presence of someone and feeling, you know, those connections.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it matters. It really does. And so you talk about putting the cell phone close to your body, that those types of, devices aren't healthy for you. What about, and I'm on my daughter's butts all the time about this, about putting their laptop right like on their lap. You know, you talked about the family jewels. I mean, what about your ovaries and all that? I mean, your eggs
Absolutely.
Are stored there. You shouldn't keep the laptop on your body, right?
Correct. Absolutely correct. That is a very bad thing to do. I mean, it's tragic, really, that they called those computers laptops, because people end up thinking that that's how you're supposed to use it. But you want to keep any type of wireless technology as far away from your body as possible. And you know, the best thing to do is to actually use an Ethernet cable and turn the Wi-Fi off and turn the Bluetooth off. And just use the Ethernet cable to connect to your modem or router.
So
that's the safest thing to do.
Is it just as bad, though, to, you know, instead of putting the phone up to your ear to talk, and what you mentioned Bluetooth, so what about all the new Bluetooth earpods and stuff? Are those still emitting the radiation to your
Correct.
Brain if
and
they're in your
walk
ears?
Around with those things, you know, hooked to their, right next to their brain for hours and hours. And
Yikes.
it's very bad.
Yeah. I'm glad we're talking about this. This is so important. It is, you know, in this article, you talk about water, too, that water takes on the energetic structure of what it comes in contact with.
Yes. Water is a unique substance on the planet. And the tragic thing is that most household water has passed through, like, sewer systems and gets contaminated with pharmaceuticals and so forth. And, you know, drinking bottled water isn't that great either because, you know, there's really no regulation of that. And, you know, it could be just tap water, and then it could leach the plastic from the plastic bottles. Mm-hmm. And we know that those bottles are very polluting to our environment as well. So you really want to have like a water purifying system, and reach for water if you feel a little bit of a dip in your energy. Instead of reaching for something caffeinated or, you know, coffee or an energy drink, try drinking water, because mm-hmm. we are, you know, up to 90% water as an organism. And so we need water just to stay energized.
Yeah. You also talk about sleep in this article, and it's an excellent article, by the way. The publication is The Optimist. You can find it at theoptimist.com. And so let's talk about the importance of sleep.
Yes. You know, sleep is such a mystery to conventional science. There's no explanation for why the human body would need to sleep. But we all know that if we don't get a lot of sleep, we don't function well on any level.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's during sleep that our energy body is actually repairing and maintaining and sustaining our physical body. So sleeping is so important. And it's important to get, you know, good sleep, quality sleep. And, you know, I hate to go back to it again, but a lot of technology use tends to interrupt our sleep
mm-hmm.
because of the blue light from the screens, and also just because of the energizing quality of that, you know, type of interaction.
Well,
Sleep is very, very important to our energy body.
Oh, yeah. Now, when I don't sleep,
I'm gonna be talking about that too.
Yeah. No, it's so important. And so, do you have any as a doctor? Do you have a PhD? Do you have any suggestions of where people may be making mistakes and why their sleep hygiene maybe isn't as good as it should be? And I'm gonna say I kind of just answered your question, thinking out into myself about we talked about the cell phones. They're highly
right.
disruptive,
yeah.
aren't they, for
yeah.
sleep?
Yep.
Yes, and a good rule is to not use technology for about an hour before sleep.
Yep.
You know, do not interact with it. Just put the cell phone away, and don't use screen time. So when you're getting ready to sleep, you should, you know, not expose yourself to screen time, and allow yourself to kind of you know, drift off into sleep without that type of stimulation, because it is very stimulating, just the electronics themselves. I also have a quickie little sleep enhancing exercise, which we don't need to do now, but I'll just tell you what it is. Do we have time for that?
Yeah, of course.
Great. So if you find that you can't sleep or you're having a hard time falling asleep, one thing you can do that's very helpful, and it actually ties into another energy hygiene technique, has to do with breathing.
Mm.
And if you just do very long, slow, deep breath and inhale very, very slowly, and then hold, just pause your breath for at least 3 seconds, maybe even 5 seconds or 10 if you're comfortable with that, and then just release your breath and repeat that 10 times, that very slow inhalation kind of breathing, it can really help to signal your body to go into a sleep mode. And another thing I do to enhance it is to place one hand on the heart area and the other hand on your abdominal area. And
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter which hand goes where.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find that your hands will naturally, you know, feel more comfortable one or the other on top. But placing your hands in that position, and which brings coherence to your heart, and then doing this slow inhalation and then holding, pausing your breath for you know, a matter of seconds as long as it's comfortable to you, and then exhaling, repeating that 10 times, very helpful.
Yeah, I'm doing it right now just by you talking, and I'm feeling a little sleepy. No,
don't fall asleep on us, B.
Maybe not sleepy. I've got too much adrenaline for that, but I definitely am more relaxed by just listening to what you're saying. These are all powerful words, and words have energy, too. You know, one of the things that I wanted to touch on before we go is, and this is in your article number 5, the energy body loves natural light. How important is the sun, Dr. Green?
It's our source in many ways, you know. The energy body gets nutrients from the sun. Sun is like food, you know, for our vital body, our energy body. And it's, you know, most of us don't get enough natural sunlight. Mm-hmm. And so we're sort of malnourished in a way. And we expose ourselves to a lot of artificial, you know, lights if we work in an office building or are indoors, and especially with these horrible, you know, fluorescent lights and compact fluorescents and even LEDs, which those lights emit a very harsh kind of blue-white light. That is not good for us either. The healthiest indoor light is the old-fashioned household incandescent light bulb, which has more yellow, more of the warm colors in the spectrum.
Yeah.
Because we're affected by color.
Absolutely.
And by light. So best thing is to get some sunlight every day, natural sunlight. So don't like slather and, you know, put on the sunglasses and the hat and everything. The sun is our friend within, you know, limits, within moderation. I'm not saying you should go out in your birthday suit and fry yourself or anything, but it's really good to get some natural sunlight each day. And to pay attention to the lighting inside your home and try to get the old-fashioned incandescent light bulbs, because the compact fluorescents and LEDs are actually harmful to the energy body.
Yeah, I can't even stand having LED. Like, I have this little light that I bought at Target that says love, and you light it up and it's got the LED, but it's so annoying to look at, you know, because the light just, I reject it almost naturally because it is so brutal.
Yeah. It's so bright?
It's so bright. Yeah, it just like bothers me. I love that it says love, but I never turn it on because I can't stand the color. It just like, it turns me off.
My son is asking to put LED lights on his desk, like wrap them around his desk. I'm like,
maybe teeny tiny ones. I don't know.
I mean, what you've said is so important, because if you listen to your body will tell you, you know, oh, I don't like this. That light is too harsh.
Yep.
And we need to pay attention to subtle signals and cues that our body gives us, because it steers us in the direction of health and away from things that are actually harmful.
Mm-hmm. You got to listen to your instincts. We're all animals at the end of the day, right? We are. So anyway, it's such a pleasure always. Dr. Deborah Green, thank you so much for being on One Life Radio. I can't wait to have you back again.
I can't wait either. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Everyone, you can find Dr. Deborah Green, PhD, at her website, yourenergymatters.com. That's yourenergymatters.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora. A novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
When I met you in the summer, to my heartbeat sound, we fell in love as the leaves turn brown. And we could be together, baby, as
long as skies are blue. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Tina Burnett. Yes, she's back. Tina Burnett has just moved back from Denver. She was my longtime trainer. Oh, what did I say?
Denver.
Did I say Denver? Oh, you were in Boulder. That's right.
Big difference.
Big
actually.
Difference. What is the big difference between Denver and Boulder?
Denver is metropolis. I mean, it's like Dallas. You know, it's a big, busy, lots of traffic.
Yeah,
you know, and it's more central. No,
I mean, I've been to Denver. I'm not sure if I've been to Boulder. I don't think I've been to Boulder.
Boulder is in the Front Range, so it's right in front of the Flatiron Mountains.
Oh, nice.
You know, and so you've got the views are amazing. You've got hiking trails out your door. You know, well, we did. Only we had where we lived right at the mountains, so you could just walk out and go on a hiking trail. And so it's just it's a lot prettier because it's not a big.
Metropolis. What's metropolis?
Whatever.
Is that a word?
That's from Superman.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Superman. I was thinking. I had visions of Superman saying that.
But Denver is more like Dallas, whereas Boulder is kind of a. It's not even. It's its own city, but it's just prettier and stuff. And I love it there. But you know, and I'm a skier, so I mean, yeah. You know, it was nice. But I really missed, like I said earlier, I missed my peeps
and here in Dallas.
Missed working and. It's a very different fitness market out there because everything's outdoor. Everybody hikes and cycles and triathlons and you know runners and you know so gyms aren't as big of a business there like they are in Dallas. I mean, in Dallas, you know, most people if they're going to work out, they go to a gym and there's gyms all over the city, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas there in Boulder, they're far and few between. And so it was just a tough market to try to work into a place where nobody knew who I was and it was hard getting clients and so I'm really glad to be back cuz I'm already filling up my schedule. So it's
that's
exciting.
Good. Yeah, and I just booked
I
her.
I like to work. I'm happier when I work.
I'll be working out with her on Mondays and Thursdays
yep.
in the morning before the show. So I'm very much looking forward to that and getting my body super strong again. For those of you just now joining us, Tina Burnett has a bachelor's of kinesiology. She is a certified strength and conditioning specialist. She is certified in biomechanics, and she is part of the Aerobic and Fitness Association of America. I could just picture you back then.
I know.
All that
back
stuff.
Back in the day. And I started in 1985.
Oh my gosh!
Teaching the high impact aerobics.
Wow. Well, you don't look nearly your age, and we don't discuss age here on the show because it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't
because you just got to build your strength and keep it up throughout your whole lifetime. And you know, Tina has been in the fitness industry for over 30 years, teaching cardiovascular classes at several of Dallas's top studios and health clubs, as well as instructing and developing resistance training programs for individuals and groups in the gym and in the home. In fact, you have a class starting at Telos on Monday evenings. Right.
Yeah, I'll be teaching a 6 p.m. class within a couple of weeks on Monday evenings at 6, and it's a high intensity training class.
So
it's
I love
strength
it.
and high intensity aerobic type training.
Well, maybe
class.
I'll be working out twice on Mondays because I love HIIT training. I really do. It's probably what got me into the incredible shape that I was a few years ago. But I love having you on the show. You know, Tina has been named one of the top female personal trainers in the country, and she is in the personal training. Hall of Fame. She just moved back, as I said, from Dallas and to rebuild her fitness training business. And you can find her at tbfitnesspro@gmail.com. That's tbfitnesspro@gmail.com. Today, we're talking about back to the basics, getting back into your health and fitness routine after a summer break. So what are some of the first things we should do, Tina, when trying to get back on track after summer vacation?
Well, the biggest thing that keeps people from working out really, truly is number one, time. Mm-hmm. Finding time to do it. And a lot of times there's a lot of excuses people make, you know, but you set a schedule each week with your work or your business or your kids, whatever it is. Make a workout schedule. Make a on your calendar. Put in, okay, make an appointment. This time I'm going to go to the gym or I'm going to work out at home or, you know, wherever you work out or whether it's walking or cycling or, you know, whatever it is, you really need to make an appointment in your calendar and have each week set out because each week's going to be a little different. You know, don't try to be so rigid on when, like saying, okay, every week I'm going to do Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Right.
You know, because life happens and you just don't know what's life's going to throw at you. So it's each week, like on Sunday evening or whatever, plan out, okay, this week, these are the days I know. Put the appointment in your iPhone calendar, or if you use one of those old school paper calendars, put it in there and you're a lot more likely to make it happen.
Mm-hmm. So, and I think this too, this is my pro tip, even though
I guess I'm sort of a pro. I've been working out for a long time. And it's always one thing or another, you know. Years ago, it was jumping rope, which is when I first met you. I was able to jump rope for an hour, but your HIIT training kicked my rear end. Yeah. Case in point, so you can condition yourself to do something and think you're in really good shape and not be. So, but what I was going to say is my little trick is, you know, because people say, oh, I don't have a whole hour to work out, or I don't have 30 minutes or 45 minutes. And if you take like a 15-minute or 20-minute window and just get even a mini workout in, at least you're getting a workout in. And it encourages you actually to get another mini workout in throughout the day. And I think it makes it easier to plan sometimes.
Yeah, you just have to figure out what works for you. But I do think that you do, because a lot of times people say, okay, I'm going to work out later. But then something happens and that pushes it back. And then, but before you know it, 6 o'clock and you're like, oh no, I'm too tired. I don't want to do it. You know, and I kind of always recommend if you can do it first thing in the morning, that's best. Again, even if it's just 20 minutes, you know, you don't have to have a full hour. Like people, well, I don't have time. Well, just do it for 15 or 20 minutes, do a high intensity workout. And there's plenty of, you know, YouTube videos and people on Instagram that you can follow that give great workouts. I'm going to be kind of working on that for my business myself.
Well, most people know what a high intensity workout is, but for those that don't, can you give us like a little brief explanation?
Well, I mean, if you don't have any equipment, you know, there's a lot of body weight things you can do, like squatting. For some people, it's high intensity. For some people, they need to do a jump squat to make it harder. You know, burpees and plyometric moves.
Oh,
and
there's so many
you know, great things you can do with your body weight, but it does help to have some guidance with that. And if you don't have any medicine balls or stuff to do, so.
Well, Avi's there shaking her head, so I'm guessing you don't like burpees, Avi?
No, those were like punishment when I was doing group training. That was like the least favorite thing for anyone.
Most people
do.
Don't like them, but they're really great because they do work so many, you know, and you don't have to jump with them. A lot of people you can modify them and just do it without the jump, you know.
We're going to have to do some recordings in here, like the one we did a few weeks ago.
We'll do some videos.
And put them out on our social media.
See, no jump isn't too bad.
You know, and I even do it with a ball sometimes. I throw the ball up, catch it, slam it, and I do a burpee with my hands on the ball. I jump back and then I just pick up the ball, the medicine ball. And you know,
it's the push up and the jump that get me, you know, the full out ones.
You don't have to do them with the push-up either. Take out the push-up. I don't do it with the push-up typically.
All right. Yeah, I don't either.
Because my shoulders are bad.
Well, good.
Oh, okay,
awesome.
So we're going to go to break and we'll come right back. We're going to talk about fitness goals and type of training you should incorporate and all kinds of stuff. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors. Great companies like Sun Warrior Plant-Based Protein. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal, the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorne Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio.
Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Tina Burnett. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter. We had one go out yesterday, and it was amazing. If you missed it, sign up because it's always full of great information. You can also listen to our podcast on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Android, Stitcher, and Spotify, or you can go to iHeartMedia.com. to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. Enviromedica, one of our new sponsors, was founded to combat the negative impacts of the modern world. Check them out at enviromedica.com. Crazy Water, call us crazy. We don't mind. I love my Crazy Water. I've got it right here with me. It's natural, still mineral water right here from Mineral Wells, Texas. of course, Paleo Magazine, the Wellbeing Journal, and who am I forgetting? The ISSN, the International Society of Sports Nutrition, and Thorne Research. You have hired standards, and so do we. Shop our Thorne dispensary for 20% off and all and free shipping on every order. Go to oneliferadio.com/Thorne. That's T-H-O-R-N-E. Everything you need for everything you are. And our newest sponsor that just signed on today, I'm so thrilled to announce that No Evil Foods is now with One Life Radio. Check it out. Protein for all in plants we trust. They sell it at Whole Foods is where I buy it. And it's incredible. We had the Italian sausage last night, Tina.
It's amazing.
The Italian stallion.
Luke couldn't tell that it was plant-based. He thought it was actual sausage.
Yeah, it's really flavored well, and it's all organic. Check it out, No Evil Foods from Asheville, North Carolina. So, so proud to have them with us, and so proud to have you back, Tina Burnett. I love you. You're one of my best friends, and you're an incredible trainer. Well, today, we're talking with Tina Burnett about back to basics, getting back into your health and fitness routine after the summer break. So, you know, let's start with number three we've got here. What type of training should you incorporate?
Well, of course, everything always depends on your goals. But most people that I train or work with anyway, they want to change their body. You want to get stronger. You want to get leaner. You want to lose some body fat. I don't like to use the term losing weight because that doesn't really define what weight is. Weight is muscle and fat. And sometimes you can lose both, and that's not what you want. You want to
keep the muscle,
maybe even increase muscle, because as you age, you start to lose muscle and get the body fat down. That's how you change your shape. You know, I always tell people that going out and saying, I'm going to lose weight, so I'm going to start running. That's like the worst thing you can do. Cardio is not the key to losing weight. What is resistance training. And that can mean it means different things to different people. I mean, to me, it's using weights, but also there's things you can do with your body that for some people, just doing a body squat is resistance training. That's enough. If they can't do more than 10 squats, but I've worked with people like that, you know, and then you build up and you start adding weight. But the weight training is the key, at least 2 to 3 days a week if you can. And HIIT training, which we discussed earlier, is another workout to kind of incorporate into your week. Instead of doing weights 2 or 3 days a week and then just doing steady state cardio, if you throw in 1 or 2 days of high intensity training with like body weight, I mean, you can do, if you're able to sprint, do running sprints. That's one way, or hill sprints. You can also do sprints on a bike. I like using the spin bike or go take a spin class. You can also do, there's burst training, which we've talked about, which is similar, where you use your body. Like if you did, you know, as many squats as you could and you fatigue in under a minute, that's considered, you know, a high intensity burst training or sprint training. So it's jump squats is for someone that's more advanced, something like that. Or like we said earlier, burpees.
Burpees will kick your butt.
So you want to do those, add that to your resistance training. And then, but you also want to make sure you give yourself a day or two of rest and maybe do a yoga class, get a massage, sit in the hot tub, you know, go for a leisurely walk or something like that so that you have a good balance. You don't overtrain, but you really, that's the key to really changing your body.
Well, and you've got lots more coming up for us in the upcoming months. So great to have you back from Boulder. Not Denver.
Boulder, Colorado.
Tina Burnett, and you can find her at tbfitnesspro@gmail.com. This girl will change your body for sure if you are looking for a trainer, and I can't wait to get back in the gym. Well, not in the gym. We're going to be working out at your house.
Working at my house.
Which will be even
better. My little workout spot that I got at my house.
It's all good. Everyone, thank you so much for listening. We always enjoy doing the show. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.